folks here in the corridor.
First, it was the French president taking a swipe at the Australian Prime Minister over his decision to suddenly scrap a $68 billion contract to build nuclear submarines. Now it's the French ambassador to Australia lining up with the next round of accusations.
The deceit was intentional. And because there was far more at stake than providing submarines, the way it was handled was plainly a stab in the back.
France had an agreement to build conventionally powered submarines for Australia's Navy. In September, the United States and Great Britain announced their own deal with Australia. That surprise announcement triggered an angry diplomatic exchange, with the French ambassador in Canberra recalled to Paris. Now back in Australia, he accused Scott Morrison of putting political interests ahead of Australia's diplomatic relationship and says the leak of a private exchange with the French president represents a new low.
This is an unprecedented new low in terms of how to proceed, and also in terms of truth and trust. You don't behave like this on personal exchanges of leaders who are allies.
Diplomatic tensions were on full display at this week's climate summit in Glasgow, but Scott Morrison defended his actions, stating that scrapping the subs deal with France was in Australia's national interests, not his own.
I'm not going to cop sledging at Australia. I'm not going to cop that on behalf of other Australians. I can deal with whatever people throw at me, but Australia has a proud record when it comes to our defence capability. That's why we'll be building these and we'll be building others.
This diplomatic stoush has redefined the bilateral relationship between these two countries. France says Scott Morrison's behaviour and the scrapping of this contract doesn't just affect this alliance, but has far-reaching consequences for other countries considering future partnerships with Australia. France says it wants a concrete effort made by Australia if it's to get the relationship back on track. But with neither side showing any sign of backing down, that could take time. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Queensland, Australia.